Hello, this is Cynthia, your voice coach. Today, you are going to learn something about voice, nasality. In the next 5 minutes, you are going to learn how nasality is caused and how you can eliminate nasality. Nasality is the result of too much sound coming through your nose. You've heard the voice that is extremely whiny. Listening to them gives you the feeling as fingernails crossing the blackboard. You just want to cover your ears. You may not have the excessive nasality. However, you may have a slight nasality that you don't even know. To check how strong your nasality is, slightly put your fingers on your nose and say the word he, just like this. He. Did you feel any vibration? If so, you have at least one sound that should not come through your nose. In English, there are only three sounds that should come through your nose, and they are Other than those three sounds, when you say the rest of the words, you should not feel any vibration in your nose. Now say the word he with your finger touching on your nose again. If you feel any vibration, you'll learn how to eliminate that later. If not, good. Try the following sentence in your handout, still with your fingers touching on your nose. The civics class agreed that the illegal deeds were outrageous. You shouldn't feel any vibration because in that sentence, it has none of the three nasal sounds. To help you better understand how nasality is caused, take a look at the picture in your handout. Find soft palate. When you speak, ideally, your soft palate lifts up and closes off the nasal passage. Then the air moves out through your mouth. Nasality happens when your soft palate is too lazy to lift up, and therefore excessive air comes out through your nose. To show you the difference, I'll say the following words in your handout twice. Once with excessive nasality. Once with proper nasality. Notice the difference in my jaw and my mouth.
Can.
Man.
Van. Dan. Jam.
Did you notice the difference? Knowing the difference will help you eliminate the nasality. Now you try it, and I will give your instructions. First, say these words with excessive nasality. To do that, tighten your jaw, hump up the back of your tongue. Then say these words.
Can, man,
these words with proper nasality. To do that, you need relax. Drop your jaw and let the tongue rest on the floor of your mouth. Then say these words. Can, man, van, dan, jam. If you have nasality or unnecessary nasality, that means you are not producing your sound properly and you have tension in you. To get rid of unnecessary nasality takes time and practice. Also, once you've learned how to breathe with the support of your diaphragm, you will improve even faster. And we will cover that in the future. From now on, every time before you speak, make sure your jaw is dropped and your tongue is rest on the floor of your mouth. You will have a much better sound. Until next time, this is Cynthia, your voice coach.